8:47, 13 until 9, soon the steamy fields of summer will yield the champion of autumn. It's not terrible. Tommy Tucker, 8:47, 13 till 9 with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. How you doing, Jeff?
You're doing good. That was a nice lead-in. I think by football season you'll have it nailed down.
By football season, the steamy feel. Man, I was watching some stuff. I like to put on when I pump aluminum. I was saying this the other day. I like to put on innocuous stuff, so I don't really have to pay attention to it. And I saw some NFL classic stuff from the 1960s and 70s, but it was done in the 80s, I guess. And whatever I saw, they had scores running at the bottom on a crawl of when the Oakland A's were in their Moneyball phase. So, man, that was a whole bunch of history on TV at one time. Let's talk about the Saints. What are you looking forward to, and what are they doing now? I guess off all on their individual pursuits?
Yeah, I mean, players are going to report soon. I can't remember the exact day, but, you know, we'll have practice kicking off, late next week. Yeah, at this point, it's kind of just a waiting game. The only thing that really hasn't happened yet that we're still kind of trying to see is Tyler Shuck signing his rookie contract. Mm-hmm. 30 of 32 second-round picks in the NFL this year have not signed their rookie contracts. The first two picks of the second round, who were Jaden Higgins and Carson Schwechinger, they got fully guaranteed deals. The first time a second-round pick's ever got a fully guaranteed deal. Mm-hmm. So now, as you can imagine, There's some conversation going on with the teams and the agents about fully guaranteed deals down the line. Tyler Shuck is the number 40 pick, but he's the quarterback. So, you know, there's a positional value there that kind of makes him one of the lead dogs in that conversation. So
is there a lot of leeway, Jeff, though, when it comes with the CBA about contracts, rookie contracts?
About guaranteed money for the second round picks, yes. And it's, we've seen in the past, these contracts get dragged out down the line. Alonzo Taylor didn't sign his contract until he reported for camp. I remember Foskey a couple years ago, similar situation. And so it's mostly just, the agents trying to get the best deal for the player. What makes it interesting this year is the fully guaranteed contracts because, you know, for example, Tyler, if he signs a fully guaranteed contract at number 40, all the players ahead of him will have the leverage to say, I want a fully guaranteed contract. Mm-hmm. So he'd be effectively negotiating the contracts of everyone ahead of him. And that would be true if he took a non-guaranteed deal for all the players behind him. Mm-hmm. So if Tyler agrees to whatever terms these are, then, you know, it's all kind of tiered. Mm-hmm. So the 41st pick would have, okay, well, that's what he signed for. This is what I'll sign for. So once one guy signs, it'll start to move down. And I think teams are invested in making sure that that isn't a fully guaranteed contract. They don't want to set that precedent. But that's kind of a minor deal. The only reason I bring it up is because the biggest thing to talk about is the quarterback competition. Mm-hmm. And at this juncture, we're not sure if he's going to be there. And I expect him to be there. But I'm just really kind of setting that tone of hopefully that's the case. And it's not something we end up talking about. But it's kind of the topic of conversation right now, and the Saints are in a more disadvantaged situation if that does happen because it's the quarterback position, and he's a guy who you think might go in there and win that job. So that's kind of the biggest thing, and we'll see how that quarterback competition looks, whether he's there or not. I'm really intrigued to see Spencer Rattler and how he's going to attack this training camp because – you know, like I think there's a chance that both these guys show up and look really good. I expect Tyler to show up and look like a rookie, look like a guy kind of making that transition. I want to see Spencer show up and look like a guy who's ready to play right away. So that's going to be the biggest question.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back. You know, if I'm Shuck's dad or agent, I'm telling that young man to sign your deal and get your rear end into camp because I don't think you want to be pulling a holdout. However, you talked about it was somewhat tiered. I guess it's also not to be make a pun or anything, but it's somewhat peered as well because his peers are kind of watching what he does, right?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. That's exactly what's going on.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up with Jeff Nowak when we come back. 8:51 traffic, WWL. All right, 8:57 and a half, quickly back to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, talking about the quarterback position. Tyler Shuck's yet to sign his deal. Spencer Rattler, the Rattler, as I understand, it's been holding out some, holding some sessions with some receivers. What's going on there?
Yeah, so all the quarterbacks have been out throwing with the receivers, right? So Spencer wasn't able to be a part of the first session they had. He was holding a camp out in South Carolina, does it annually. So he had a session out in Arizona. And that's what you want to see this time of year, is those receivers, those quarterbacks building that chemistry, that camaraderie. Because, you know, new offense, new defense, like all of these systems that we've been used to watching are going to be a lot different. So, yeah, that's a big part of this stage of the offseason.
So could Tyler Shuck have sessions with the receivers or not until he signs?
Oh, he can. Yeah. You know, they can do whatever. There's a reason they call them OTAs organized team activities. Mm-hmm. Throughout the process.
So unorganized, you can do whatever you want.
Disorganized, I guess.
Disorganized.
It's really a matter of who's organizing them. So if they're organized by the team, you have a limited number of things you can do and the amount of time you can spend. And the players are able to do whatever they want on their own. So that's why you see.
Well, that was a dumb question. I shouldn't have asked it. But I do what they want on their own up until their contract says they can't. Like, you don't want somebody to like doing stupid stuff, right?
Sure, you don't want people taking ski trips 2 weeks before the season, which in the summer would be tough to do, but you get the idea.
So when it comes to, and we only have a minute left here, when it comes to going into training camp and dividing up reps, is there a listed starter? Do you divide them up equally between a Rattler and Tyler Shuck?
That's what we're going to have to find out. They did divide them up equally during minicamp, but the question is, okay, you're going to have Jake Haener in the mix. How many do you have for each guy? And how long does that last? But that's probably what you're going
to
look at.
If you had to guess right now, just guess. No, I'm not holding you to this, but looking in a NOAC crystal ball, what would you say? Who's the starter come opening day?
Rattler.
Okay.
My guess.
The Rattler. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Appreciate it as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. We'll take a break, come back, talk about people taking their vacation. Do you take all of yours or not? And then we're going to talk about a new sporting event coming to town that has me shaking my head. The participants shake their heads as well. We'll be back, WWL.